They were ready to stand on business. They were ready to stand on principle. They were not tricked by materialistic causation and concerns like, oh, we don't have enough. Oh, this is, let's put our person on the inside. Let's ingratiate ourselves to power. Let's get someone appointed in a high position. Let's make compromises and get on the inside. And then one day, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years later, we can convince them not to kill us. That was not the politics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was not how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with his genociders and his murderers and his killers. He sought to build power. He built power. He exercised power. And he was ready to die. He was ready to stand on business, on principle, and he never betrayed his principles. Never once do you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compromising on any of his principles, or the companions compromising on any of their principles with the enemies or with the people who want harm for them. And you see that this attitude, when the Muslims, when they took it to Iraq and they took it to Sham and they took it to Misr and they took it to across the world, and what was the thing that they told every single general and every single person that they faced? They said, you're about to face off with a group of people that loves death more than you love your own life. And that was their attitude. It was not a cowardly attitude. It was not a, but we're just 1% attitude. It was not a, we're an aggrieved minority. We have to lean into our allies. We have to let our allies do most of the work attitude. It was not, I'm afraid of my McMansion in the suburbs attitude. It was not a, I'm afraid of my 401k attitude. It was not an attitude that cared about losing money or losing wealth or losing life or losing freedom or losing anything. That was not the attitude of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Prophet alaihi wasallam himself. That was not their attitude. Their attitude was, aren't we on the truth? Isn't this the truth? We are ready to die for the truth. What do we have to sacrifice for the truth? We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Marcellus. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're ready for anything. We're ready to pay any price. We're ready to sacrifice any sacrifice. And that is when you have honor. That is when Allah gives you honor. That is when Allah takes the fear from your heart. That is when Allah stops the fear from entering into you. That's when he gives you tranquility. So we have to compare the attitudes. We have to compare the attitudes. Take the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and map these different movements, these people who claim to represent the Muslims and probably wouldn't even dare to represent Islam. We can say one thing, you've tried to say that you represent the Muslims, but to say nobody is even bold enough to say that you represent Islam, compare them. وَأَيْنَ نَحْنُ مِنْ هَدِي نَبِيِّنَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمُ. How far have we come? And the inspiring thing that I see, the inspiring thing that I see, is that the youth get it. The young people get it. When I go to campuses and I go to encampments, we're going to talk about encampments in a second, the young people get it. They're not impressed with your 10 or your 20 or your 30 years in Congress. They're not impressed. They might count that against you. They might say, well, this person can't know what they're talking about. They've got too much experience. They've been domesticated. They've been tamed by the system. They've been playing biryani diplomacy and respectability politics, as opposed to actually building power according to our principles, not betraying our principles, not betraying what makes us us, which is people that are the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who follow the guidance that was given to us. وَلَا نَخَافُ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. And we don't fear the blame of the blamers. وَلَا نَخَافُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And we're not afraid of anyone except Allah. We're not afraid of anyone except Allah.